podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice. Today, we're back with another live fight chat, immediate reaction. And we are giving you our immediate reaction to Jarrell Big Baby Miller versus Maurice Vaught, taking place live on HBO. From New York City, Nassau Coliseum. Let me go over to the Golden State. Matt, the hipster hunter, what's going on, brother?
What is up? The hipsters here. Haters beware. And it's the first round. We're at the 2 minute, 30 second mark about. Neither guy really doing much yet. Both guys reaching with their jab, trying to get their range and distance down. Is this the big ticket to Anthony Joshua for Jarrell Miller? That's what I think the big question is. If he puts on a big show here, does he get that big money fight against AJ? Possibly.
I don't like the way that he's shying away from Maurice Vaught's right hand. If Maurice, you know, decides to double it up, maybe he could land it. Miller kind of rolling away from it. But, man, Vaught's body, horrible. And how old is he, bro? He's looking old in there and just jiggly. Look at the stomach in the – oh, man. I mean, this heavyweight division, bro. Nah, man, but that's what I'm saying, bro. This heavyweight division is just like, this is a battle of who wants to be more in shape. And that determines the person that is the better fighter because, I mean, this is bad.
I mean, there's a reason the Klitschko's dominated for so long and we're supreme athletes.
Yo, but has Vaught's stomach always looked like that?
I mean, the only fight I can think of is the Povetkin one. Right? I mean, that's the only other fight I can think of for Vaught.
Man, he landed a jab on Big Baby.
I mean, Vaught has...
His gloves look so small on Big Baby, bro.
Because he's a big dude. Oh, good right hand by Miller.
At least Vaught is doing some damage. I mean, he not damage, but he's fighting like a heavyweight. You know, he's keeping the jab out there, and he's landing the occasional right hand or at least throwing it. But with that body, I just don't think that after three rounds, he's going to be useful. I think Big Baby's going to stick around to the third and then pick up the pace because that's what he's good at. He has stamina, and he throws punches.
And that is his MO. His MO is really to just eventually just wear down his opponent, you know, with pressure, with volume. He eventually just wears down people.
Yeah. Now, has Vaught been in the ring with anybody that would make this a good barometer?
Again, Povetkin.
See, Miller is just, look, he's too agile for Vaught, and he's 296 pounds, and he's still...
It's 80-something.
Oh, he's 280-something today?
Yes.
Oh, he lost a couple pounds. He told me that he's going to get down, but he's just not going to do it, like, all in one shot.
Vaught is actually, like, 20 pounds smaller than him, even though he's bigger and looks, I would say, more out of shape.
Big Baby talks the part, man. He's got to walk the walk for sure.
If he
knows how to entertain, too. He knows how to play up for the camera. You know, he knows what needs to be done.
I don't know if he's going to beat the top guys, but he'll be that great B-side, that great foil. He'll instantly make great press conferences, instantly make great promos for those big fights. There's a reason why AJ would consider him over a Wilder. There's a reason why.
Well, you sound crazy right now.
It because he's less skilled, and he can easily promote it just as much as Wilder, I would say, at a press conference, right? I mean, I would say Miller and Wilder are equally witty and good on the mic.
I mean, I think Miller is going to do a good job promoting any fight. You're right about that. But he's going to have to look impressive in this fight to be considered for a Joshua fight. I know that's been coming down the rumor mill, but I mean, with this left hand down here, I mean, this heavyweight division is just, I'm telling you, bro. They're just lazy. Not to say Miller is lazy, but I mean, you know, it's just not defensively intelligent to be boxing with your lead hand down by your waist, especially when you got a guy like Vok with the out, you know, that he's taller than you and he's definitely peppering the jab. Look, he set up the right hand right there.
Like, you could see if somebody is tall and has a really good jab, they would be able to dominate.
I tell you what, though. I mean, I was right about Vok. He's not going to make it past four rounds in terms of energy, bro. He's already looking for clinches and stuff, bro. And Miller just coming forward. That mentally has to wear you down. Miller just keeps coming. He just keeps coming. He's parrying, doing the mat. He's doing the mat. He's parrying Vok and just coming straight forward on him now. Yo, those gloves are so small on Miller. Jesus, if he could just start knocking people out. Oh, good uppercut by Vok on the inside.
He's never really been that guy.
Answers with his own uppercut. Vok with the 1-2. Miller with a 1-2. Vok comes back with another right hand. Oh, they're letting their hands go. Miller misses with a right, but it follows with an uppercut. Another right hand. All right.
That was a good uppercut.
That was a good exchange, bro. Heavyweight division, and they threw like 20 punches there.
Yeah, that was more than the average per round, I would say.
But you see, Vok at least still using the jab to the body. I don't know. It's going to be a battle. Who has more stamina? I'm going to bank on the younger, more hungrier Big Baby, but I don't know. Plus good uppercut by Baby on the inside. This is where he wants to be, Matt. He needs to be on the inside where Vok's reach is useless.
Whenever
catching him with a jab on the way in, that's what he needs to do. There he is. Double jab, came back with a right hand. Even his back foot lifted up, Matt. I mean, this guy, oh, man. Another right hand by Miller.
Miller should go to the body more because every time he throws.
Oh, he is. Look at that right hand to the body he just landed there. He is investing in the body. Vok with a big right hand. Miller just shakes it off, comes forward again. Oh, big right hand by Miller. Just misses. Vok doesn't miss with his right. They're in an exchange here. Vok lands another jab. Miller with two uppercuts.
Miller's shots seem to affect Vok. Well, I can't say the same for the vice versa.
Yeah, the thing with Vok is he looks gassed already. And the problem with that is we don't even know if that's true or if it's just that his body's that ugly, that it's giving us that feeling.
I wouldn't say that he's gassed yet. Again, not saying that he...
Oh, no, he's crouching over, Matt. He's gassing. He's crouching over. He's looking for the clinch now when he should be stepping back, peppering the jab, doubling it up, doing what he's doing when he's doing it well, which is setting up that right hand. But he's not. Why? Because that constant pressure of Miller is making him have to clinch, making him have to crouch down.
I don't think it has anything to do with cardio. I think just the pressure of Miller and the way he does it is just going to lead to him winning rounds. It's going to lead to clinches. It's going to lead to that tight work. I don't think Vok has the skill or the power to keep him off. That's the thing. He doesn't have the power to really keep Miller off of it.
Yeah, but Miller doesn't have much power either because
it doesn't matter. If you can't hurt somebody, if you can't get someone to respect you, they're going to keep walking you down. You know that.
Well, let's see. We're in the third round, 250. Looks like Letterman has given a round apiece. Gave Maurice Vok the first round.
I don't really agree with that.
Oh, good right hand by Miller. He's still invested in that body, but he has, oh my God, ref's not going to say anything about that forearm. Yo, he has total confidence right now. I told you Vok is tired. He's going backwards, bro. Miller's walking him down with his hands down, bro.
Square it up, switching.
Look at his mouth. Look at his mouth. You're going to tell me this guy ain't tired. This fucking guy's in here for a check, man.
Yeah.
This heavyweight division is crazy, bro.
Heavyweight division's trash. Always has been.
Anybody could be a fucking heavyweight kid. This shit's crazy. Does Vok have an amateur background? Yo, what is up with him, bro? There you go. Let that hand go, baby.
Good uppercut.
Give us a fight here. Oh, big right hand by Vok. Slows Miller down just a little bit. Look, Miller with a nice sharp left hook. Man, and I heard that left hook up close, man. I don't know what. No, you wasn't here. It was Alex. Bro, he was running a drill. Man, he has power in that left hook, or at least he makes those pads cry anyway. Here he is with that left hand down again. I wish Vok would at least shoot the jab to that shoulder, Matt. Good body shot by Miller. Right hand, another right hand followed by a left to the body. Ooh, uppercut. Miller just, he's not afraid, bro, because nothing is there. Vok just going backwards. Oh, good uppercut by Vok. And he shot a little left hook on the inside, too.
It's really unfortunate that Miller doesn't have, like, that fight-ending power.
Oh, he's going to work him out. He's going to work him down, that's for sure.
You know what I mean by fight-ending power?
No, of course I know what you mean, but, you know. This is fun, too, to watch a guy, you know, put the mittens on him. Or as little Scrappy would say, put the paws on him.
To me, this is a very sloppy, very overweight version of what Sean Porter does.
Oh, wow. No way. No way.
Just pressure.
One, the pace is different. Porter's more mobile on his feet.
Of course, because he's 147 pounds. There's literally two of Porter's and one big baby. I mean, you're talking about a guy literally twice the size of another man. Like, of course it's slower.
Yo, I mean, look, I get it. I get it. You know, you may be expecting a different outcome, but I'm looking at it from the angle of the man talks the talk and he's walking the walk. Is he a big heavyweight puncher? No. But, I mean, I see a 6'7 guy backing up.
Here's the thing. Can he do this against a Wilder? Can he do this against a Joshua? Can he do this against a Parker? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know that he can either.
Exactly. But again, I think it does hurt him not having that power. Because a guy with real power may make Miller stop moving forward as much.
Very true. So this is, I think, Don Turner, right? Is his name?
Yes.
He has two trainers. Arellano Sosa must be around here somewhere. Or that's him right there, I think.
You want the water?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Iron Sal in the super chat, donating $5, saying Young Ali would be more exciting in that ring. Ness, welcome back. Stand up.
Tell me about it, bro. These guys look horrible. I mean, not these guys. Again, Miller doing his thing. I would hate to be in there with Miller, for real. He looks like he's not getting tired. He's starting to come on, and he's only getting more confident as the fight is going on. He's trying new things, you know. I would hate to be Vok. That's for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the problem with, let's say, the heavyweight divisions, once you get outside that top three or four, there's a huge drop-off. Once he gets outside the next group, there's an even bigger drop-off compared to other divisions.
I think the baby is in that top 10 group.
Oh, no, he 100% is. I'm not saying he isn't. But I'm saying, let's say, the drop-off from a Wilder, Joshua Parker to him is a drop off. Then a drop off from a Miller.
I don't know. I don't know Parker. You know, you can't keep saying that. You know what I mean? Like it's Wilder and Anthony and everybody else underneath.
I think you have to include Joseph Parker ahead of Miller.
You can't.
Yes.
You want to do that because you know you've always talked about him, and that's why you're the hipster. But he hasn't impressed anyone. Anyone. The Huey Fury fight was controversial. Ruiz fight looked horrible. Like, I think Big Baby walks in there and mauls him down.
I don't see that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that again, you are the one trying to put Parker in the same conversation with Wilder and fucking Anthony Joshua. You're nuts.
Yes, I think he belongs in that top three conversation.
Because he has a belt, huh?
Yeah, and plus he has the wins.
No. Listen, that conversation isn't Sean Porter, Keith Thurman, and Errol Spence. That's not it.
No, but
Parker isn't that guy.
Very quickly, Parker's
a guy. Those two shots looked at low by Big Baby, man. Yo, Vok is done, bro. Like, Big Baby is just chilling right now.
Hold on, you want to cut me off and not let me finish the argument. Parker's definitely a Danny Garcia. You see what I mean? Like, he's a top five guy easily. You can't deny.
No, he's not. That's disrespectful to Garcia. Listen, I'm gonna just go ahead for all the Garcia fans, you know, apologize for you. That's disrespectful to Garcia. Parker's never been a multiple division champion. Stop. You're just digging the hole deeper. Now you're trying to talk over me because you see that you sound dumb saying the shit.
Relax. You've been gone for a week. I know you're antsy.
No, I just got all the answers. I've been gone for a week. My mind's been chill, and yours obviously has not. You calling Parker the same as Danny when Danny got multiple.
Time out. I'm not talking about what he did at light welterweight. We're talking about what.
It don't matter what you're talking about. When you say a statement like that, you're blanketing their careers.
And then you cut.
It doesn't matter what you say, because when you say a statement like that, you're blanketing their careers. So then you have to include their career.
No, again, you're looking way too much into it.
So is this ref ever gonna give Big Baby a warning for that forearm? I mean, that's just bull.
Parker is definitely a top five heavyweight, right?
Dude, if you want me to agree with you, because you think we can end this quick. You just don't like listening. If you want me to agree with you, because you think I won't.
You answer the question. Is he a top five heavyweight?
No, man. He's a fucking nobody.
Okay. Miller's top five and Parker isn't? That's a joke.
No. Did I ever say Miller was top five?
That's
what you need to do to win an argument.
No, who's in the top five?
Adding shit now into the argument.
No. Who's in the top five then?
Whatever, bro.
All you've said was Wilder and Parker. I mean,
Parker's in the top five. Parker.
Okay. You just said he wasn't. So is he? I'm confused now.
No, he is.
Okay. And so is Danny Garcia. In his division. And they're probably ranked around their same respective spot.
Still with this forearm. This guy, I mean, this ref, who is this guy? You
know, the last fight, the guy basically got finished with an elbow. Like, they don't care. They're letting Muay Thai shit go in here.
I mean, yo, Vac is done, bro. He's here to survive now. So we're going to get a TKO. That's what it's going to be. The ref's going to have to jump in. Vox's not even. Oh, man. Is there anything on that right hand? Well, at least he is. He is throwing it torso and all, man. So.
Talking about Miller's right hand or Vox?
Vox. He still has something on. Look, he threw that uppercut there. Still has something on it. Just. He's not landing. Jesus, oh my God, it's almost horrible looking at that body, bro.
Well, even when it has something on it, it may not be enough to put out Miller. Miller's tough. Like that's.
I don't remember him having those belly rolls like that, bro. I'm going to have to go back and watch old tape of this guy. How old is he, Matt?
Probably in his 30s. I have no idea. I would assume in his late 30s.
Oh, good right hand by Miller.
The one time you're ahead of me and I hate it.
He is so confident in there, bro. His hand is fully extended and still peppering Vac with the jab. I can't believe it. And look at that uppercut. I'm telling you, people say he doesn't have power, bro, but I don't see Vac acting like these shots don't hurt. Oh, good body shot by Vac, left and right. I don't know. Every time I think Vac is tired, he starts moving his hands again.
He's definitely not getting like wobbly with any of these shots. Like none of these shots seem.
I know none of them staggered him. You're right. It's his body, bro. You look at the body and you automatically think he's out of shape and tired. Oh, big right hand by Vac did nothing though.
I mean, we've seen Chris Ariola have a very successful
right hand by Miller.
And be out of shape. You know, we've seen heavyweights be out of shape and have successful careers and be champions.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But it all depends what you consider a successful career, right? Like, yeah, I mean, Ariola made some money, but.
I would say he was a very successful heavyweight.
In terms of what? Money, right?
I mean, he was a perennial top 10 heavyweight for what, a decade? I mean, that's success, I would say. I mean, not everyone's a top 10 person in their division. Not everyone can say that.
I mean, oh, they're slugging it out here.
I mean, not everyone's a champion, Ness. You know, and just because you aren't a champion doesn't mean you're bad.
I'm just saying, man. You know,
I mean, Miller may never be. Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's bad.
If getting a belt means you got an A, you ain't no A. You know, you ain't got no A on your report card. You ain't got no A on your report card. You ain't no A student, bro. You know, you right. Everybody ain't a champion.
But again, let's say if you're top five your whole career and you never win a belt, that is still a very successful career, I would say. And you again were an elite boxer.
I mean,
again, success is a different definitions of success, 100%.
Yes,
but
yes, Saddam Ali. Oh, look at Curtis Stevens is there too. Maurice Vac, round six.
What are they doing here? Doing a concussion test?
He probably told the guy can't breathe. It's cholesterol high and shit.
That's messed up, man.
Nah, I got to stop talking shit because he said he's at least pumping the jab, but he ain't winning no rounds. He's just in here on some sparring partner shit.
Yeah, this does kind of seem like a sparring match.
Yo, that elbow. I mean, yo, what's the name of this ref, bro? Oh, this guy's fucking trash, man.
It's a New York commission, man.
Good little body shot left on the inside by Vac to the body of Miller.
Miller knows he's winning comfortably. I think he's just going to keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Yo, but let me tell you something. If Anthony Joshua can't knock out Miller, which obviously, you know,
hypothetical fight, yeah. Okay.
No, I'm just saying, it's like we're all assuming that he can because he's got a perfect record and, you know, you got the power, right? It looks that way. Everybody he touches goes down. But if Miller can take his shot, that's a fucking great fight.
Especially on the inside. Especially because on the inside.
We know Joshua's gassing after four. He's going to get his second win. But, man, that 4-5-6 round is going to look good.
Joshua's not a guy that gasses. I think he's a guy that fights in spots.
Nah, he's going to gas.
There's a difference between fighting in
especially
spots.
Especially with Miller's pace. He's gassing at four.
I can't say he gassed when he finished guys in the 10th.
If he doesn't get knocked out in four, Miller takes over 4-5-6, then I don't know what happens after that. We got to watch the rest of the fight.
I don't know. I think Miller's a little pity-pat shots on the inside where he does.
Pity-pat? You seen that fucking uppercut?
Again, he mixes up the power in a lot of these shots. You know them. You can tell. You can tell he doesn't throw everything.
That uppercut. He's killing Vac with that uppercut. Vac just backed out.
But he sets it up with these little tiny shots. He's going to get caught with a counter on the inside by Joshua. That's hard.
Joshua don't let his hands go enough, though. That's the thing.
On the inside, he does. Come on. All of his knockouts have been on the inside in combination.
I mean, you're right. He did got that nice uppercut. I don't know. I still want to see. I want to see what Miller brings. I mean, if someone's gonna cut the line, you know, ooh, good combination.
I think the only reason they pick a Miller over a Parker is because he presents a.
It would be too early for Miller, man. To be honest with you, bro.
But he probably presents a lesser percentage than a Parker because Parker's a champion. At least he has some negotiation power.
Yeah, but why do you do a voluntary defense with Miller?
Because it's like a Wilder fighting White. Like, it sets up the markets.
Yeah, but you also need Miller to grow his name more in the U.S. Like, he's just starting to get a buzz.
You don't think the matchup itself could just catch buzz by its, you know what I mean? Like, just the dynamic of the matchup?
Mean, you got to also look at this fight. Does Miller look ready?
No.
I don't
think anyone is ready for Joshua except for maybe Wilder, of course. Right, like I don't think Parker's even ready for Joshua. I don't think Huey Fury's ready for him. I don't think Tyson Fury's obviously ready for him. Like, you, if that's the barometers, who's ready for Joshua? It's only Wilder.
When's the last time Vac had a fight, man?
Want me to look it up? Is that something that you want me to look up for you?
Yeah.
All right, okay, I'll look it up because I now have his name memorized and how to spell it.
John H. says Parker's undefeated. Takum would trash Miller.
That would be a good fight. I'll give him that.
Get the fuck out of here, Matt. Stop, man.
What? Takum and Miller would be a good fight. I'm not saying Takum would win. I would say Miller would win, obviously, but it would be a fun fight. the style matchup, that'd be fun. Okay.
He's tiny, bro.
Wok fought Erkin Temper on March 18th.
And he won that fight, too.
Yes.
How'd he do that? I thought you told me Erkin Temper was good.
The last fight he lost was against Povetkin by TKO in 2015.
What do you have? One fight this year?
Yes, and he had one fight in 2016. And then the last loss before that was in 2012 against Vladimir Klitschko.
This dude ain't training, man.
And those aren't his only two losses, are against Klitschko and Povetkin. He's beat Kevin McBride, who I believe beat Mike Tyson in his last fight. He beat Christian Hammer.
Man, what is Baby going to do? Because I think people are going to get tired of going 12 rounds. Did he stop Washington?
Yes, he did, remember? But that was a TKO. That was a
TKO.
Yeah, that was it.
He's got to wear you down. And you know, it's going to be a question of the fight fans. Are they going to start booing? I mean, he's busy enough. And he's showboating. I mean, look, hands down, avoiding shots. Look, he's telling Vok, come on. He's inviting him to throw punches. Vok is just tired, bro.
Casual fans don't like sloppy heavyweight fights either, usually speaking.
Hmm.
They don't like sloppy fights in general, but
I mean, the referee's looking to stop it. Look, Vok wants out of there. Look at his face. Oh man, he wants out. Come on, ref, help him. He don't want to be there. I don't know. I mean, his face is deceiving, bro. Is he gasping for air or is he
like done?
Want out? I don't know what the fuck to think with this guy's mouth. He's still popping that jab. Look, he landed like three jabs on Miller.
That has to be like muscle memory, though.
1 minute left. Oh, good right hand by Miller. 1 minute left in his round. Don't let this guy out of here, Miller. Yeah, I don't know, man. This hands down thing. That's what I'm saying. He's not ready for a Joshua. I mean, it would be an interesting fight simply because he's an active heavyweight, but he needs to get a little more, you know, get himself together. He's got to get tighter before you start talking about that up. You know, I'd like to see him with Dylan White.
Oh,
that would be an interesting fight. Even though those two are just going to bring the wild out of each other. Maybe Chisora, since White is already ranked high. Maybe Chisora.
Dominic Brazil would be a good fighter.
Oh, well, Chisora just lost again.
Dominic Brazil.
Who beat Chisora?
Wasn't it Christian Hammer?
Well, there you go. Maybe that's who he needs next. Even though I've never seen Hammer fight, I think once.
I may have seen him fight once. I think it was against...
I think he fought like a Lou DiBella fighter one time. I'm not 100% sure, but...
I saw him on a stream once. That's about it. Yeah, the doctors won't stop this fight so fast.
Jump tube talking about Brazil beats Miller. I mean,
I can see it. I think
Amir Mansour got a fight too. Amir Mansour's fighting some dude I never heard of.
Yeah, and who cares? Unless you're Suleiman, like no one.
Look it up, bro. It's probably an up and coming heavyweight. Like, what's up with you? So negative.
Well, you just said he's fighting somebody you never heard of. So I'm like, oh, okay.
But
like,
he's Amir the B side.
Oh, you didn't tell me he's the B side.
I said it, but the problem is 90% of the time that I'm speaking, you're talking over me. So how would you hear that?
Relax. Got your panties in a twist.
Yeah, whatever. What, they going to stop this shit?
Well, you know,
he's complaining about high cholesterol and shit.
Well, no, technically speaking, doctors have to give him the full minute and then check him. I believe that's in the rules. That's why you see that always.
Oh, okay.
Except, you know, when you hear fans go like, why don't they just check him?
He doesn't want to quit. I don't know. It's just his face. He's just got one of those I'm tired faces. That's all.
Like the uninterested face. Like he always looks like uninterested. Yeah, I want this fight to be over just so I can see Jacobs.
Yeah, that should be a little more entertaining.
Yeah, those are two athletes.
I mean, I don't know, man. Miller lands so many shots, but he's not breaking any skin. Neither one of them, really, right?
Well, yeah, Miller's also throwing a lot of arm punches. Like, he's not really throwing his legs into it as much. Like, not every shot, like, not all the shots are like that, but a lot of his shots are arm shots, arm punches. He's pushing his punches out there instead of just throwing them. Like, these shots to the body, those were, like, with some torque, with his waist moved, like, with it, you know? Those weren't just arm shots.
Well, I hate to say that I'm starting to...
pull a classic Nestor Gibbs and say, hey, let's just stop the show.
Starting to lose interest. Is it me? Can I get some comments on the chat? I mean,
no, I saw a bunch of comments about people stopping this fight and going to ESPN.
Yeah, I hear Better Bivain looking good.
Oh, really? Enrico Colling is one of those guys that's been around in the mandatory's position for a while. He was like a Jorge Sebastian Hyland. Maybe he's actually good.
Babe, this is the heavyweight division.
Does Lucy think you can make a run at it now?
No, Lucy does. I mean, we've never had that conversation. But I promise you, you know what type of temper I have. If I ever see Maurice Vaak in the street, I think I could take him. And it's sad because he would probably he would probably beat the shit out of me. But based on that body and that face, there's no doubt in my mind I would be stealing off on him first.
Yo, and he is like those.
Like, the minute he said any slick Russian shit, I'm all over his ass.
Yo, but Russians can fight, man. Like, it, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. Based on that body, I would never believe he could fight. That's my point. I would just totally get my ass whooped because I'm gonna go in there balls to the wall. Like, yeah, I got this guy. And then it's like, I'm heavyweight Maurice Vaak. But yeah, with that body, I'm coming out confidence balls to the wall like Gerald Miller, for real.
If you're just tuning in, Gerald Miller has been just putting on a clinic on Vaak. I mean, Vaak hasn't really done anything except for pop a jab out.
No, he's landed the occasional right hand.
Occasional right hand, but he's not one around. Like, you may give him the first round, as in, I think, Harold Lederman. Yeah, it is Harold Lederman. Gave it to him. But I don't see any rounds for Maurice Vaak at all. It's been pure dominance by Miller.
He's landed right hands. The thing is, they ain't done shit. Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's just ready.
Based on his performance, Lawrence Williams, are you really asking for my honest answer? Because I think you know it. He said, based on his performance, how would Big Baby Miller fare against Wilder? I'm going to tell you like this, man. Any heavyweight that puts that lead hand down against Wilder is going down against Wilder. Bottom line. Matt could do the little white boy smart smirk all he want.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Why are you assuming that I'm disagreeing?
I seen you. You did your little...
I'm laughing at the way you phrase it.
Nose in the air and shit.
No, I think Miller gets knocked out within six rounds easily by Wilder. I mean, Wilder's one of those guys that he could put you out very quickly. Does he take a few rounds to just get adjusted to you and then put you out? You know, I don't know. But Wilder does get him out of there. Just a matter of time.
For real.
Miller's way too sloppy with his defense. I mean, his hands are down constantly.
He got to keep them hands up
the whole time. I mean, a 1-2 down the pipe is going to catch him.
So who's this Junior Fa dude? The next New Zealand heavyweight?
Who?
Oh, I'm hipper than the hipster?
Hold on.
I'm hipper than the hipster? You don't know about Joseph Parker's cousin?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Oh, Joseph Parker's cousin. That's who's that guy, buddy.
Oh, that's great.
Nah, he ain't Parker's cousin.
Fight. Stop the fight.
Who stopped it?
No, the ref.
Why?
Because he was just like, I'm over it, man. I'm over it. Yo. Sad, yo, he wasn't even getting like hit that bad. It was just
he don't even got a knot on his eye. Like, he goes home chilling. And like, yo, where you was at? I was at work. Oh, what do you do? What do you do? I'm heavyweight.
Oh, that's too good.
That was fucking epic.
Well,
so look at this.
That is Daniel Miller versus Maurice Falk. We're going to be back for Daniel Jacobs versus Luis Arias in a separate show.
Wait a minute. Let's not.
We're not closing out right now, but I just want to let people know we're coming back for Daniel Jacobs.
Yeah.
Separate show.
Yeah, separate show. Different video. We're going to shake off the bad vibes of this one for sure.
Okay, at least.
Yo, my boys over at the ring, they still have Tyson as the champ. Pulev is still number three.
Yo, it's the Ring magazine. Like, I don't care about the Ring magazine. It's owned.
I'm just going off rankings. So, like,
by Oscar De La Hoya.
I'm just saying. Look, we got 10 heavyweights here. We got 10 to look at.
Very quickly, if Eddie Hearn gave you 10 heavyweights, would you believe that 10 heavyweights?
Ben.
I don't know what you're doing. I just wanted to point out the argument.
This is a pretty, like, I don't, who are you going to swap out? Who do they have wrong here, Matt? Who doesn't belong in this top 10?
Go.
Joshua's number one, Wilder number two, Pulev number three, Joseph four, Povetkin five, Ruiz six, Dillon seven, Brazil eight, Baby nine, and Tony Belli. Who doesn't belong? Who are you going to swap out?
That seems right. I may disagree with the order.
All right, but you can't get mad at them because you ain't got nobody to swap out.
Yeah, I'm also not really thinking about it because it's the heavyweight division. Yeah, after the top 10, who cares?
Well, the only reason I bring it up is to kind of like point Big Baby in a direction.
Who do you think he should fight next?
Yeah, right.
No, who do you think he should fight next?
I mean, based off these names?
Yeah, based off the names.
If Wilder's not going to solidify that Dillon White fight, it's obvious Big Baby better go for that. He's blocked by Dillon White. Dillon White talks about people ducking. I mean, Big Baby been calling him out. But obviously, when you're on the, when you're not in that position, your call-outs mean nothing, you know? But, yeah, I mean, I would like that. And if they can make it happen, I'd even take Big Baby Andy Ruiz because Andy Ruiz is still a good fighter. You know, that was just a bad fight with Joseph Parker.
I think it was a fun fight, to be honest. I think you should watch that fight again. It wasn't.
No, I'm not saying that the fight was bad. I'm saying, like, for him.
Oh, yeah, where he lost.
Enough. Yeah. He didn't do enough, so, you know, he would need to definitely do a lot more versus Big Baby, who's active. But yeah, I mean, I guess let's wrap it up, right? We'll be back with the Luis Arias and Daniel Jacobs live fight chat. Matt?
I'm Matt Tipsarno. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
And I am Ness DeGibbs. Find me on Instagram at NessGTO and on Twitter at NessGTO. Peace.